Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, I have a question, Elsie.
Mm-hmm.
You like to travel, right?
Yep, I love to travel.
Okay, well, what kind of places do you stay at when you travel?
我度假的时候、旅行的时候都会待在什么样的地方呢 ?I like to stay in a resort.
哦、
oh. 度假村 on an island、mm-hmm. where I can enjoy the sunshine and the beach.
Right, and resorts always have delicious food、
yes.
to eat and nice rooms.
Right.
I have a question though.、Mm-hmm. Have you ever stayed at a hostel?
Hostel, 青年旅馆 Yes, I've stayed in a hostel once when、mm-hmm. I was in Montreal, Canada.
I've also stayed in a hotel in Montreal, Canada.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I used to stay at hostels all the time. They're a great place to meet people when、
yeah.
you're in a new place.
That's true. 在 hostel 里面呢，可以认识来自各国不同的人，而且呢，也便宜很多 And hostels are cheaper than normal hotels, too.
That's right. In fact, there are lots of great things aboutHostels. That's why we're going to talk all about one hostel in Taipei today.
So let's learn more about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a vacation.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see at a hostel.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
In Hostel ReceptionistStandard twin room. Standard double room. Quadruple. Lounge. Shower room. Laundry room.
I'm excited for our trip to Taipei. Me too. We should book the hostel soon. This magazine has a coupon for Park City Inn.Cool, let's book a room now.
Elizabeth calls the inn's phone number.
Thank you for calling Park City Inn.How may I help you?
I'd like to book a room for two people.
Sure, what dates will you be here?
We need to check in on October 13th.And check out on October the 15th.
We have a standard twin room. It's $2,300 a night.
I have a 10% off coupon.May I use it?
Yes, just remember to show us when you check in. Thank you.
Elizabeth thanks the receptionist and hangs up. She and Maggie start preparing for their trip.
Word power!
Excited. Excited. Keith got excited when he saw his favorite singer on the street. Keith got excited when he saw his favorite singer on the street. Date. Date. What is the date of our next meeting? What is the date of our next meeting? Check in. Check in.You can check in to the hotel at 2 p.m. You can check in to the hotel at 2 p.m. Check out. Check out. You'll have to pay more if you don't check out before 12 p.m. You'll have to pay more if you don't check out before 12 p.m.Show, show, show, showed, shown. Sharon showed me the picture of her pet dog, Max. Sharon showed me the picture of her pet dog, Max.
So today's article begins with Elizabeth saying,I'm excited for our trip to Taipei.
我们今天的 Picture Dictionary 要来看看 Elizabeth 和 Maggie 之间的对话。他们呢要一起去旅行，所以 Elizabeth 就先说了，我好兴奋，我们要到台北的旅行哦。
Now, I love this feeling. Let's look closer at the word excited in that sentence. Excited is an adjective and it's spelled E-X-C-I-T-E-D, excited. When you're excited, you're happy, interested, or hopeful about something good that will happen in the future. For example, I always get excited when I take a trip. Some people get excited when their favorite singer has a new song or plays a concert in their city. For example, we could say,Keith got excited when he saw his favorite singer on the street. Let's say it one more time. Keith got excited when he saw his favorite singer on the street.
Excited, 它这个形容词呢，是在形容你的心情感到兴奋。例句说呢，当 Keith 在街上看见他最爱的歌手的时候，他兴奋不已。那我们说对某事感到兴奋。Be excited about, 或是 be excited for something. 不过呢，如果要形容某人事物令你觉得兴奋，我们要用 exciting 这个 ing 结尾的形容词。Elizabeth is excited for their trip to Taipei means having a trip to Taipei is exciting to her.、Mm-hmm. 到台北旅行这件事情呢，令她觉得兴奋。
Okay, so Maggie and Elizabeth are going to Taipei. Maggie is excited too. She says, me too. We should book the hostel soon.
Maggie 这边也很兴奋哦。她说啊，我也是啊，我也很兴奋。我们应该要赶快来订青年旅馆。
Mm-hmm. So, Elsie, Maggie said she was going to book a hostel. How is a hostel different than a hotel?
Hostel 中文我们解释为青年旅馆，它跟一般的 hotel 饭店是不太相同的。在 hostel 里面呢，你可能会跟不认识的人睡在同一个房间里啦，可能是三个人或六个人一间等等。厕所呢，浴室也会在房间的外面跟大家享用和共用。早餐呢，也是跟大家一起吃。That's why Aaron said it's a good place to meet different people.
Of course. Now, you have to book a hostel before you go on your trip.The hostel might not have rooms if you just show up. Then you'll have nowhere to stay.
Book 这个字呢，我们都知道它是名词啊，是书本，是书籍。那它当动词的时候是预定。You can book a hostel,、mm-hmm. you can book a room, you can book a table in the restaurant, 在餐厅里面定位。And also you can book a ticket,、
That's、
订、
right.
票。
Mm-hmm. Now, Elizabeth has a great idea. She says, this magazine has a coupon for Park City Inn.
Elizabeth 这边有个好点子哦，她接着说啦，这本杂志里面有 Park City Inn 的折价券。
Now, coupons make life much cheaper, right, Elsie?
没错 coupon、mm-hmm. 就是折价券、优惠券啦。有了 coupon 就可以用比较低的价钱买到东西。
Okay, now we also saw the word inn in the hostel's name. An inn is a small hotel. Now we see this word in a lot of hotel or hostel names. If you're in the U.S., it probably means a small hotel in a small town or in the countryside.
Inn 它指的是呢乡间的小旅店或者是客栈，但是呢，其实现在有很多的旅馆都会用 inn 这个字来当他们的名称。比如说，在美国到处可见 Holiday Inn。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now Elizabeth wants to use the coupon she found in the magazine,、mm-hmm. and Maggie likes this idea. She says, "Cool, let's book a room now."
Maggie 姐就说了 ,cool, 那我们现在来订房间吧。我们看到呢 ,let's, 其实就是 let us 的缩写。所以当你想要请某人做某事的时候，你想要邀请他，就可以说 let's do something.
I have an idea. Let's find out what happens next. Next, we have a scenario at this point in our article. It says...Elizabeth calls the inn's phone number.
Oh, 现在 Elizabeth 正在拨打旅馆的电话号码。
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to start a conversation with Elizabeth and the hostel's receptionist. Mm-hmm. Now the receptionist starts by answering the phone. Thank you for calling Park City Inn. How may I help you?
旅馆的接待人员接到电话就说了，谢谢你打过来 Park City Inn, 有什么是我能帮你的吗？
Now answering the phone by saying, thank you for calling, and how may I help you, is the politest way to answer the phone. This happens every time you call a business in the US and Canada.
在说英文的国家呢，如果你打电话去旅馆、餐厅等等做生意的地方，接待人员接起电话之后都会很有礼貌的跟你说 Thank you for calling, 谢谢你打电话过来 How may I help you? 有什么是我能帮你的地方吗？
Okay, now Elizabeth tells the receptionist what she wants. She says, I'd like to book a room for two people.
Elizabeth 就跟电话上的 receptionist接待人员说，我想要订一间两人房。
Okay, now it's important to say how many people will be in the room so you get the right size of room.
That's right. Or when we want to book a table、mm-hmm. at the restaurant, we should say, I'd like to book a table for how many people?、Mm-hmm. Like a table for two, 两个人的位置。
Okay.
那在国外订位跟在台湾不太一样哦。我们说的是订位子，他们订的是桌子。
Okay, the receptionist is ready to help Elizabeth. Here, the receptionist says, sure, what dates will you be here?
接待员就说了，好的，你们哪一天会来呢？也就是在问要订哪一天。
Okay, the word date is an important word in that sentence. Date is a noun and it's spelled D-A-T-E, date. Let's learn more about it now. So a date is a particular day of the month or the year, and it's usually shown by a number.You could ask someone, what date is it today? And they could answer, September 11. Another example could be, what is the date of our next meeting? Let's say that again. What is the date of our next meeting?
Date 是日期的意思。例句说呢，我们下一场会议是在几月几日呢？ So what's the date today, Erin?
It's September 11th.
Oh, thank you. 今天是9月11号。那如果我要问的是星期几，我要说的是 what is it today?
Oh, it's Monday.
Oh, 今天是星期一。Thank you again.
So the receptionist wants to know what days Elizabeth wants to book the room for. Here, Elizabeth tells her, she says, we need to check in on October 13th and check out on October 15th.
哦，他说啊，我们需要在10月13号入住，10月15号退房。
Now we saw the word check twice in that sentence. Let's look at the phrases check in. These two words are spelled C-H-E-C-K-I-N, check in, and check out, C-H-E-C-K-O-U-T, check out. Let's first talk about the phrase check in.When you check in at a hotel or hostel, you go to the front desk and say that you have arrived at the place and want to get the key to your room. When you check out, you go back to the front desk to tell them that you're leaving and give them back the key. In an example sentence for check in, we could say, you can check in to the hotel at 2 p.m. One more time.You can check in to the hotel at 2 p.m. Now, we also have an example sentence for the phrase check out. You'll have to pay more if you don't check out before 12 p.m. Let's say that one more time. You'll have to pay more if you don't check out before 12 p.m.
To check in 就是到饭店里头呢办理入住手续，例如说呢，你可以在下午两点的时候登记入住这一间旅店。那如果是 check out， 代表的就是办理退房手续。例如说呢，如果你没有在中午12点以前退房的话，就得付更多钱。
So the receptionist has a room for two people on that weekend. The receptionist says, "We have a standard twin room."It's 2,300 NT a night.
接待员就说了，我们有一间双床双人房，一晚台币2,300元。
Now, there are lots of different kinds of rooms in a hotel and hostel, right?
没错，所谓的 standard twin room, 双床双人房，也就是一个房间里面有两张单人的床铺。Standard 是标准的 ,twin 代表的是两个一样的。那如果是单床双人房呢，也就是一个房间里面有一张双人床，它叫做 standard double room。
Okay, the receptionist told Elizabeth that the price is 2,300 NT a night. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that Elizabeth has a coupon, though. She says, I have a 10% off coupon. May I use it?
Elizabeth 就问了，我有九折的折价券可以使用吗？
Now, here the receptionist answers. He says, yes, just remember to show us when you check in. Thank you.
接待人就说了，可以的，只要在办理入住手续的时候出示给我们看就可以了，谢谢。
Now, let's find out what Elizabeth has to do when she checks in by looking at the word show. Show is a verb and it's spelled S-H-O-W, show. When you show someone something, you let them see that thing. If you're driving a car and a police officer wants to see your ID,You have to show the officer your driver's license. As an example, we could say, Sharon showed me the picture of her pet dog, Max. One more time. Sharon showed me the picture of her pet dog, Max.
Show 在这里是一个动词，代表出示、展示。例如说呢， Sharon 给我看她的宠物狗狗 Max 的照片。
Okay, so it was really easy to book the hostel. Mm-hmm. Now, here we have another scenario. The article says, Elizabeth thanks the receptionist and hangs up. She and Maggie start preparing for their trip.
Elizabeth 谢谢接待员之后就挂电话了，她跟 Maggie 两个人开始为这趟旅程做准备。
Now, it's funny that we still say hang up to say get off the telephone.
Why is that?
Well, on really old phones, you actually had to hang the piece that you talked into. Now, we don't really do that. We only just press a button.
Right, to hang up the phone, 也就是挂上电话这个片语呢，跟以前旧式的电话有关系。以前的电话你真的要挂上话筒才会结束通话。可是现在，特别是手机，我们按一个 button 按钮。
All right, that's all the time we've got to talk about hostels today. Let's go to our magic box and then finish up with review time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Welcome to today's magic box. It's Winnie.今天的主题呢是预订饭店，那么一定要学会预订这个动词啦。最简单最简单，我们看到文章用 book B-O-O-K book 呢，这个学英文应该很早很早就学过这个 book 魔音穿脑 right？ 我们学过 book 呢当名词就是书本的意思，比如说 read a book or books about dogs 关于狗狗的书等等。不过今天呢，我们看到 book 呢是当作动词的用法，就是比如说你订书啊、订房间啦、订票啊、订位子等等都可以用 book。 那我们就看到例句啦， For example, we can book tickets to the concert online. 我们可以在线上购票、预订票，这个去演唱会的票。那今天呢，我们看到 book a hotel or book a room 就是预订饭店。 Let's book a hotel so we don't need to worry about where to stay. 我们来订个饭店，这样之后我们就不用担心住宿的问题啦。那订位子呢，一样也可以用 book 哦。我们来看个例句啦。 Did you call the restaurant and book a table? 你打电话到餐厅订位了吗？这样你也应该试试看可不可以来造个句子啦。我帮家人在网络上订飞机票。我试着帮家人在网络上订飞机票。I try to. 你可以试着完成句子吗？ Check the answer right after the break.
The answer is, I try to book plane tickets online for my family. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to review time. We're going to play a 20 questions game today. I'm going to think of one of our word power words, and Elsie is going to ask yes or no questions to try to guess which one it is.
Oh, 好 ,Aaron 老师要想一个字在脑袋里面，我要问他20个问题，来猜猜他想的那个字到底是什么。
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the word now?
I have a word.
Okay, question number one. Is it a noun?
It is not a noun.
不是名词啊，那就动词咯。Is it a verb?
It is not a verb.
啊，不是动词，那就是形容词咯。Is it an adjective?
Yes, it's an adjective.
形容词啊。那我们的今天文章里面看到形容词那就只有一个啊。That's excited.
You're right.
We only have this adjective in our article today, right?
That's right. Excited is an adjective. Okay, well, that's all the time we've actually got to play 20 questions today.
Oh, we only play one round?
Yep, and you got it in 3 questions. That's really good.
Yes.
Okay, you guys can play this game too. It's really fun.But for now, for A Plus English, we have to say goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Taking a vacation.
In. Hostel. Receptionist. Standard twin room. Standard double room. Quadruple. Lounge. Shower room. Laundry room.
I'm excited for our trip to Taipei.
Me too. We should book the hostel soon.
This magazine has a coupon for Park City Inn.
Cool. Let's book a room now.
Elizabeth calls the inn's phone number.
Thank you for calling Park City Inn. How may I help you?
I'd like to book a room for 2 people.
Sure. What dates will you be here?
We need to check in on October 13th and check out on October 15th.
We have a standard twin room. It's 2,300 NT dollars a night.
I have a 10% off coupon. May I use it?
Yes. Just remember to show us when you check in. Thank you.
Elizabeth thanks the receptionist and hangs up. She and Maggie start preparing for their trip.
Excited. Excited. Keith got excited when he saw his favorite singer on the street. Keith got excited when he saw his favorite singer on the street. Date. Date. What is the date of our next meeting? What is the date of our next meeting? Check in. Check in. You can check in to the hotel at 2 p.m. You can check into the hotel at 2 p.m. Check out. Check out. You'll have to pay more if you don't check out before 12 p.m. You'll have to pay more if you don't check out before 12 p.m. Show. 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 Showed. Shown. Sharon showed me the picture of her pet dog, Max. Sharon showed me the picture of her pet dog, Max.